Sri Lankans went to the polls Thursday to choose local councils, 4 months after President Mahinda Rajapakse narrowly won national elections with the support of hardline nationalist parties. At that time, both Mr. Rajapakse and his allies promised to take a tough line with the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, who are demanding an autonomous homeland for the ethnic Tamil minority in the north and the east. But as violence flared and the country faced the prospect of a return to war, the new president struck a more conciliatory tone and reopened a dialogue with the rebels. The rebels responded favorably. The violence has lessened and peace talks have resumed, if somewhat hesitantly. However, there are fears that President Rajapakse's peace efforts may receive a setback if one of his coalition partners, the People's Liberation Front, or JVP, fares well in Thursday's vote. The Marxist JVP is running its own candidates for the local councils. The polls are being held in the south of the country, which is dominated by the majority Sinhalese. Because of security concerns, the vote has been postponed for 6 months in the north and east, where the rebels hold sway. Analysts say if the hardline JVP increases its share of votes, the president's flexibility in negotiating with the rebels could be severely restricted. The JVP has consistently opposed making concessions to the Tamil rebels, who are also known by their initials, the LTTE. Jehan Pereira, the head of the National Peace Council in Colombo, says the polls are being seen as a test of public opinion on the fragile peace process.
If the popular expectation that the JVP will do better than expected comes about, then the JVP might be able to claim that the people voted for it because it is critical of the present peace process, and it will give the JVP more power to dissuade the president from going on the path that he has agreed to, which is to try and meet with the LTT and accommodate them. So in that sense, a good performance by the JVP would probably negatively impact on the peace process.
The Tamil Tigers and the government are due to meet next month in Geneva for a second round of resumed peace talks. But in recent weeks, both sides have accused the other of breaking promises made at an earlier round. The Tamil struggle for an independent homeland erupted in 1983. A ceasefire signed in 2002 put the two-decade-long war on hold, but there has been little headway in negotiating a solution to the conflict since then. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.